stuff.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, Welcome. Hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Sandcastle podcast.
Yeah.
I am your host, Rowena Jifa. Call me what you want.
Yeah. I'm Tanika Sam. Hi.
Hello.
And the audience goes wild.
So I think in another life, we should be MCs.
Oh, yeah, big yeah. time.
Okay. But how are you, Tanika?
I am good. I am fed, so now I'm happy.
Oh, good. She was hangry before.
I was tired.
She was tired.
Yes, now there's some actual kilojoules in here. Yeah. Some energy.
I think it's swapped over. I kind of have the itis. Even though I had half a quiche.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes the food will, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Low iron babe problems, actually. Very much. Yo, I went through a period where every time I would eat a meal, I would have to take a nap. And I was like, this is not sustainable.
What does that mean? Like, I take a nap right here.
You take a nap right there. Right there. What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? You know, it's good that you mentioned napping, because I think that's one of your intentions in life, to nap.
If I could get paid for it, I think you would be making a lot of money.
Yeah, so we're talking about living intentionally today.
Living intentionally. AKA staying by plan.
Hey. Shout out to y'all.
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Oh. Like, AKA staying by plan, living intentionally.
Oh, I thought you were shouting out the Stay by Plan podcast.
Oh, no, but shout out to y'all. No, but staying by plan.
Okay.
You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Staying, committing to the what you need to do and who you want to be and all of those things, even when sometimes it is the most difficult thing.
Yeah. Take it away.
Girl.
Take us away. Fly this plane.
I mean, I don't know if anyone can gather yet, but I feel like I go through some things sometimes. And I'm also very inconsistent. I will say that's my thing. I can be really inconsistent when it comes to doing the things that are healthiest for me.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the things that in 2025, at least, I want to improve, because those are the things that are going to have help me stay by plan. Because 2025, I have big plans. I got big plans, babe. Okay.
Well, you gotta tell us, what are these things that you want to improve? What are you?
So, okay, one is my consistency.
In general.
I would say consistency in, like, working out, eating healthily, like actually having regular square meals a day, because sometimes I'll have like one or one and a half. Reading or doing the things that I know make me feel good, meditation, that kind of thing. Discipline. So if, like, I think they go hand in hand, right? Like, even if I don't feel like doing it, still being consistent and doing it. What else? Not being as chaotic. I don't actually think I'm that chaotic. You might think that, because you think I'm chaotic.
Do.
Why do you think I'm chaotic?
I can't air your business here.
I'm actually not chaotic.
You are.
Why do you think that?
It's not, you're not, like, you're organized chaos. You're like chaotic good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still chaotic though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're an Aquarius, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a Cancer. When I see you, I'm like, girl, what the fuck is going on here? I feel like water and earth signs probably look at you like, huh? You know?
I think I'm a chaotic calm. Like, it's an organized chaos.
Yeah, you're
like
a chaotic calm. Like, there's times where, I think when I first met you, it was interesting because I thought you were calm. Like, I thought you were calm, cool. So, you know, obviously, we share a mutual friend, Becca.
Yeah.
Becca, even though she's a Sag, is very calm. Like, very, like, home energy. I thought you were a home girl. You are not a home girl. This girl loves to be outside. lied.
Not too much.
Don't lie.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I am.
Because I thought I went out a lot last year because I was with you. But when I would go out with you, the next day, you would go out. Like, I'm recovering that week. And you're out. Yeah, but the thing is, someone's got to do it. And you know what I mean?
Okay, we can't all be home. I've retired from the nightlife. Okay. A little bit. No, I have. I haven't been out in a minute, but I do feel like I really like social interaction.
You do.
Love social interaction. And I also sometimes I don't need to socially interact, but I love to be in the midst of people.
Right. Oh, so you're like extrovert for sure.
I think I'm ambivert.
Ah, okay.
Because like I like to be around people, but like when I go like introverted, like I literally don't want to speak to anyone. And I could do that for weeks. And it's great. Yeah. And I think that's when I have my best ideas. I'm most productive, blah, blah, blah. But I do love to be around people. I love to observe people. Mm-hmm. I like to have conversation
with people.
And I think like, I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, a little bit odd for an Aquarius, actually.
Really?
A little bit. We don't really like people.
And that, as they say,
is that. What about you?
Okay, me living intentionally. I think we kind of talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't know what are my goals. What am I? I guess that's aligned with like a New Year's resolution. I don't have any.
Okay.
Because I think a while back, you know, you fail enough New Year's resolutions to then just be like, you know what? Time is a construct. I refuse. You know, I'm just like, mm-hmm. no. If I keep assigning goals at the start of the year, I'll feel bad if I don't meet them. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just continue through the years. You know, I try to like the start of a year is like a nice, it's like a really, really, really poignant Monday. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about January 1st. I'm like, oh yeah. This is like the Monday of all Mondays.
The Monday I'm starting a new job.
Yeah, like the Monday I'm starting a new job. Like I've got to lock in a little bit, but the goals remain the same.
Right.
You know, I don't feel like a new person. I'm like, we're just continually improving. But this is like a checkpoint.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Maybe a checkpoint to assess and then see what's going on. Yeah. See what's up. You know what I mean?
Do you know when my new year, I clock when my new year is in September? I don't know.
Wait,
if
the previous year or after the year? No, the previous year.
So like, I don't know if it's to do with school. Maybe it's because we go to school in September. We used to. But like, whenever I'm like, okay, so what is it that I want for the next year? Because I know it takes me some time to get into consistency.
Mm-hmm.
For what I want for the next year, I will like be like, okay, this is what I want for the next year in September. Let's like assess and plan and move towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because like when it comes to January, I think it's like so much pressure, and it's also not a real month for me, like I was telling you. So, I can't be like, okay, January, Jim, like no, know, it's right? It's a lot.
Yeah, same. Too much pressure. I can't do it. I really can't. It's very much not possible. But I guess some of the actual like let's say like goals or things I want for myself, etc. I think my favorite word is. For the past 2 years, so in 2025, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. From 2023, I would say balance, just constantly striving for some sort of balance
mm-hmm.
in my life, whatever that may be. I let go of overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been really strange because now I don't think.
No, that's so real.
Like, I think, but it's very much very present moment thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't be up here too much anymore. I just do. No, I'm just a doer. But being a doer after being a lifelong thinker is insane because I actually have no idea who I am right now.
Really?
Like, I'm just, every day is surprise, surprise. You know, surprise, I'm just like, surprise. Oh, okay, this is who she is. And it's usually at the end of the day after I've done, you know.
That's so like, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we go through seasons of that, though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's seasons for thinking. Sometimes there's seasons for just doing. Mm-hmm. And I think to do is better than... Because we can always reflect, right? Mm-hmm. The thing with overthinking is you're thinking of the best and worst scenario sometimes mm-hmm. before the action. And sometimes you and just got to do the do.
Freeze, yeah.
Yeah. And then see what the repercussions are or like reflect exactly. on what the thing is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, but now I suck at reflecting. Like my body, it's almost like when you have that relief of not needing to think again, or like not feeling compelled to think so much. My body loves not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I really just do, but I'm like, girl, you need to reflect at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but now my body's like, no, I don't want it. I don't want to think.
You will. There will be a point. It might not necessarily be a crash out, but I think something will happen and you'll be like, okay, like, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one. Dochi. Wake up, wake up.
Hey, copyright.
And that's that. I do think, I feel like I'm in the same place as you. It actually is quite funny. I think I'm quite airheaded.
Yeah.
With love. With peace and love.
With peace and love. I am airheaded and I, like, intentionally am that. Like, do you get what I mean? I am intentionally airheaded.
Love that. I think I'm on the road there.
Yeah.
Like, I really just want to be in a space and, like, I want to be like space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, like, the thing is, I have nothing to prove to someone how smart I am, whatever. I have nothing to prove with that. But I will be airheaded in, like, I don't have to think for other people. I can only go by my actions and I know they're pure. And yeah. I don't need to always be calculated in life, because, like, sometimes to just move freely is such a nice thing and it's such a nice way of being, and being present is just such a peaceful way of, like, living. Being an overthinker, which can be quite chaotic. And I almost feel like as an overthinker, you create chaos for yourself.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You know?
You complicate your life.
When it's supposed to be simple. Or whatever they say.
It's meant to be easy.
It's meant to be easy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the nitty gritty of what's this topic. You said, what are you moving towards? Intentional living. What is the life you're curating for yourself?
Do you want to know okay, so, when I was thinking of, like, oh, what should we talk about today? Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, I think when you're a young adult, you kind of crash into adulthood after university. Do you get what I mean? There's no playbook. You crash into it. A lot of people do a university degree and then they don't go to do what that degree says. Like, who cares? You have that trial of error with jobs, da 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 da. But when you choose an intentional path, what is it and what does it take? And what kind of intentionality do you have in following that intentional part and curating that life that you want for yourself? Let's say in relation to the podcast, right? If you idealize Ghana or idealize moving back to the continent and you end up moving back and you go through, like, honeymoon, right? And then you go through the distress, a lot of people are either going to cash out and be like, oh, we're going back, or they're going to be like, okay, I'm going to stick it out. Let me find the tools. What are the tools in survival for me? What are the things that regulate me? What is the growing I need to do in order to, like, stay by plan and actually go with the intention of the life I want to curate for myself? Mm. Right. And we had this discussion. You don't live like that.
Mm-mm.
Which is so odd to me. It's so odd to me because that's how I actually live my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I live.
Beauty of the 8 billion of us fucking around on this planet, you know.
It's true. We're all different.
Right.
We're all different. I think I live very intentionally. I'm like, okay, so this is what I want, and then I'm like, zoom, 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 go for it.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, so you've got to this point of what you want, zoom, 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 which is like just having goals, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's intentional. You have goals.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's a good question. Am I sure? I think that's the thing. There's no sureness in my life, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, those monkeys with the symbols. That's literally what's going on.
The
in my
playing
head,
monkey,
like, almost at all times, or like the cuckoo clock that comes out.
That is so untrue. That is so untrue.
It is untrue, but it's my, like, it's like the core, the center. It's just like, eh.
No, I think that is so untrue. I think you are a lot more of a meticulous person than you would claim to be.
Oh, I never said I'm disorganized.
No, meticulous in terms of like what you want for your life. Regardless, maybe you might not know the exact end goal, but I know that, like, I know from having conversations with you, you have direction and you have an intention of like what maybe purpose for your life looks like, or where like the end goal of what you would like to be, whether it's like whether like what you would like to achieve.
I don't know. I think I've let go of, like, I know what you're saying, like, you know, because we have to live this life, we're like, oh, we have to do stuff and blah blah blah. So I'm kind of just like, okay, there's things I'd like to do, but I feel like the state I'm in very much is like, let's see like what happens, like if it, like, because I don't know. I think for me, I felt when I was younger and like more of a young adult than now I am, literally almost a proper adult or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the adult metrics are. But anyway, I would hold myself, like I would very much be rigid, or like I would have these ideas of what I wanted very specifically. And then if I didn't achieve it, or if I didn't achieve it in a time frame that I thought that I should or whatever, then I'll get down on myself. And then it was very much like a constant spiral. And then I just was like, chale. This, like, and it's also like when you are such a dynamic person and, you know, you allow yourself to constantly change and evolve, like even the things that you wanted, the things you achieved, they don't necessarily fulfill you in the same way. So I've kind of stopped holding myself to, I don't, like, to me, to enter every day, to me, is, I think that's my goal, like to enter every day and just to be present every day, to me, is an achievement. So yeah, I'm just happy to literally have every minute, every hour, every day.
That's so lovely.
Yeah,
I love gratefulness. I think, yes, gratefulness with all of that. Yes, love that. I also think, I mean, I think it's where you get your thrill from, right? I feel like my evolving thing, yes, grateful to be awake every day, but I also, like, I think I thrive to be like a continuous learner, right? So I'm just like, what is the next challenge? What is the next thing I'm doing? I have moments of stillness where I'm just like, you just need to be still and you need to take in everything that's that you've learned and just reflect, and that's what you need. But I think I love to like continuously learn or continuously grow or like push my boundaries. And I think even to do that, there is like some sort of intentionality in how I want to be balanced as a person in order to be able to achieve that. I mean, if I'm burnt out, then girl, I ain't learning nothing. I'm sleeping. Do you get me? I do sleep even though I'm not burnt out. But like, you know, if I am stressed all the time, I don't have the brain capacity to allow these things to like have ideas or to do things, you know, that kind of thing. So I think there's that kind of intentionality to it. I think, yeah, I think intention, actually, let's talk about it. Let intention. Okay, pause whatever you're doing right now, because we have something big to tell you.
Like, circle your calendar, life-changing kind of big.
Okay, we're exaggerating, but you're definitely going to feel the FOMO.
Sankasa is having a live show on May 23rd, bitches.
From 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
at GCR Studio in Chado.
Expect good, no, great vibes, real conversations, stories and secrets.
A little drama. You know how we do.
You know how we do. Grab the girls, besties, or just show up solo and cute.
While we celebrate the significance of us, yes, you, our dear listener, becoming the new generation of adults.
The new oldies, the baddie aunties and uncles.
I'm sorry, did you just call us old?
I think I did. Yeah, maybe.
Cheek. Come hang with us and chat about what this new era means.
Tickets are free and available in our bio.
See you there.
Mwahaha. I think can be quite subjective. It could be like goal orientated or like intentional, as in like maybe your intention is just to remain grateful. Or not.
I think now we're So, as you know, I don't think about it, but now that I'm thinking about it, then I suppose, yeah, that would be it.
Yeah.
Or I don't... Just be ete, you know?
Just be a what?
Like, ete.
Ete.
The verb to be.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's... Lost my French.
Etre.
Etre, yeah. Just to be. I think that's it. And to be is just, you know, you just do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to quantify it. So it's not to say I don't have goals and dreams, like, because you kind of need a framework, you know, for each day, if you get the day. But once I'm in the day, it's more like there's the broader goal. Let's say, like, oh, I want to write an article. I want to write a book or something like that, something random, right? Then it's just, you know, every day. We see how it goes, and it's, I don't know. Yeah. I really don't. That's the thing. I haven't reflected or thought about the doing that I've been doing. So I've just been doing.
The conversation we had yesterday. Okay, so I'm not diagnosed, but I feel like I might be a bit neurospicy, right? Think I'm a bit neurospicy. And the thing is, for me, having a routine, working out, and like the certain things I need to do in order to be like, okay, you are functioning as a person. And sometimes those things are really, really hard for me to do. And I have to be like very intentional, like, girl, get up, go make the food, or girl, get up, go and do the meditation, or, you know, those kind of things as well.
That's true.
I think that's more the intention I'm talking about, because when it's hard to do something and you have to be intentional and purposeful about it, that's the conversation that we're having, not when it's easy peasy and like, okay, we don't have to think about it. Because I think when we are in distress or something, doing the things that bring us back to ourselves, and it might be different things to each of us. It probably will be different things to each of us. That's the things that I think bring us together in, like, sharing empathy with each other.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, one thing I will say is community, and having friends who are able to guide me in that and help me with that has been, like, my biggest saving grace in coming to Ghana. Like, living here has been my biggest saving grace.
The community, the friends.
Community, friends, and people who, like, understand my practice, same as, like, I understand their practice of, like, intentionality, right? So if it's, like, a friend that I know they're going through something, and I'm like, okay, what is it that they're intentional about and keeps them balanced? Is it yoga? Okay, babe, let's go for a yoga class. Do you want to go for a walk? Like, do you get what I mean?
I think, for me, some of the things that I talk about with my friends, at least friends of mine who've been overthinkers and things like that, is, you know, the return to the body, just like, everything is like, I don't know where I saw it, but this was a while ago, and it kind of, it didn't spark this, but it kind of validated it for me, where people who are very much in their heads or grew up in their heads, constantly trying to intellectualize or rationalize everything, solve all the mysteries in their heads. Talk therapy is not great for you, because somatic, you just, exactly. Right. So,
or
like, so just
CM, the one with EMDR.
Yeah, but I ain't got money for that. So it was somatic. And again, that's kind of, you know, eventually it's, one thing I will say is my body tends to regulate itself pretty well. Like, I know when something's not good for me very quickly. Like, my nervous system is quite sensitive. And so I can't do a lot of things, which I think has helped with raw dogging life, because it's actually easier for me to raw dog life than it is to have a vice, because most vices affect me very, like, viscerally. Like, I can feel my body just shutting down, and so very in tune with my body in that way. But I think I had to let go of the intellectualization of things and kind of just be, you know. And I think that's why, for me, it's hard to think about intention, not because it's not something I've ever done, but because right now I get, the intention is just to be. And so I don't necessarily reflect on my experiences very intentionally. Mm-hmm. Like if something stands out to me in the moment, I may do a quick 1-2-1-2, but if I don't figure it out, I just, yeah, okay.
Let me ask you, so let's say you're in a situation where you would normally overthink, or like you would normally be in your head about it. So what is it that you do differently now?
I don't think about it. I just...
What's the conversation you have with yourself? it's like a clock going off in your head.
I was gonna do what's that thing, like just sleeping,
like a horse name.
I don't know. I'm probably a little too good at it, because I have a bad memory. So if I'm like genuinely like everything is laissez-faire, everything is just blasé, I don't remember shit, girl. I don't remember anything. I have to like sit down and think about any of my past experiences. So let me think really hard right now and try and find a situation where I wanted to ponder or like wanted to think about it, right?
Yeah, okay. So I can give an example. So let's say I'm in a situation where let's say I'm a recovering people pleaser, by the way. and I'm in a situation where, let's say, someone's asked me something, I know it's beyond my capacity. Normally, the part that wasn't regulated in me, or the part that wouldn't do the healthy thing or be intentional with doing the healthy thing, would be like, oh, like, I feel bad. Or like, there would be conversations I would have in my head to be overthinking about like, oh, like, you can't state your boundary because think about how the other person feels, blah, 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 blah. And now the conversation I will have in my head is like, be honest with that person, right? If you're honest with that person, maybe they will be like, do you know what? I can see it's not in your capacity. Don't worry. Like, I'm not even asking anymore. Or like, they at least know how you feel. Or if the person doesn't respect your boundary, they will still push. And then that's when you know you shouldn't give, because like, they don't respect you anyway, right? So it's more those situations where it's like your previous patterns, like you could see growth. You could see that, oh no, like I've been intentional about this thing, and now it's different.
Yeah, the doing. I think this current state, exactly what I've been saying, is exactly that. Like, and then I think later probably I'll be able to speak more on it once either I'm out of it or I've gotten what I need to get from it. So it's in progress as we speak. You know what I mean? So there isn't. I can give. Let's say like, God, trying to think of past me. Dear Lord, she's far away. because the pandemic was also a mind fuck. So we're talking about like, you know, 2019 and below, which I don't even know who that was.
That was so long ago. Imagine that was like, what, 5 years ago? The pandemic.
Yeah,
it was 5 years ago. Yeah, is it like what, 2020?
Yeah. Oh shit!
I know, it's crazy.
I'm scared.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
I was gonna go on a tangent.
No, carry on.
What was your pandemic
panini
like?
Experience?
Yeah, your panini experience.
At Panera. I was stuck in America by myself. So fun.
I won't even lie. Like, I think I have two spectrums of the pandemic. People who are like, oh my God, this is crazy, I'm stuck indoors, da 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 da. And people who loved it. I loved it.
I've known a lot of people who say they love
the
pandemic.
But obviously the deaths, like, condolences.
No,
I'm not saying it. No, I'm saying it in sense. I'm not saying it insensitively. I'm saying it like, obviously, like, I don't wish death on anyone. I'm sorry people were sick. Like, I know people went through mental health problems.
That is right up my alley of dark humor, but that's insane, girl. Like, you said, I had a great time. The dead stuff.
But, like, I'm sorry. I'm saying that not aside, but that in mind.
It's so funny. It's really not funny.
No, it's not funny. I really enjoyed my time, actually. I really enjoyed. Oh my god, don't cancel me.
No, I feel. Oh, come off it. No, come on.
I really enjoyed my time. I thought I was Erica Badu.
Let me guess, you were. You had it all. You had the exercise right. You had the life right. You were organized. You got your shit together. I know.
Chloe Ting. That was my girl.
Chloe Ting had the bitches in
I would hate her for 30 minutes.
Headlock.
And then go to the mirror and look at my abs and be like, oh, okay. Love you, Chloe.
Bella Hadid?
I don't. She had nothing on me had at that time, babe.
What if Bella Hadid was even more of a Bella Hadid in the pan? We're so off topic.
No, okay.
We are so off topic.
But, like, I feel like. A lockdown was like when I was just like, oh yeah, you're locked in intentionally. Cause like I had, like, I was so disciplined because I had to be. Cause I thought I would go crazy if I wasn't. And also, like, oh, well, they can't arrest me now. But my best friend at the time was living opposite. I was living in an apartment and then she was living in an apartment like almost opposite. And she would sneak in every day and we would like have these sessions. Like I was still at uni at the time doing my dissertation and like we'd work together. Then she'd go and I'd like make myself my little dinner. Mm-hmm. We'd go to the park when they let us out for our 15 minutes, you know. It's great. It's great.
Not that they would let us out for our 15
minutes. No, girl.
What if society was like that all the time?
It would be great.
People would die.
I mean, from loneliness and stuff, yeah.
No, but they'd let us. That's so. I kind of wish, low key, because, like, then again, this no thinking thing of mine, it would really thrive in that kind of environment, because then I would be. It's almost like boarding school. They tell you when to wake up, they tell you what to eat, they tell you when to sleep, they tell you when to go to class. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Because what do you mean I don't have to leave my house?
I can't believe they let you go outside for 15 minutes.
At one point, it was like 1 hour you were allowed to go out a day. And also, so we lived by Tesco, right? And you were only allowed to go outside if you were, you know, going to the supermarket.
Yeah, to buy stuff. Ooh, yeah. I feel like I remember that. Yeah, I think they did that to us too.
Yeah, yeah. So I would like...
This has nothing to do with
I would buy the bread, then go back and buy the egg.
Did you then guys have, like, the grocery crisis where, like, there was nothing on the shelves?
For a bit, but we're not as mad as US people. Like,
no, say it with your chest, because it's absolutely fucking
true. We were
not
as mad. People didn't go feral. Insanity. We were like, okay.
There was no fucking toilet paper.
Oh, no, I think people, actually, it was for less time, I would say. People did go feral for, like, right at the start.
Hit the U, obviously, because... I can lambast my own government, but you know, I don't want any spy to come
the UK?
Assassinate me. No, the US. So obviously because of Trump, we didn't shut down as soon as we should have.
Oh.
So obviously COVID, like the whispers of COVID started around like October of 2019, thereabouts, maybe a little bit earlier. And then obviously the Italians were like, guys, this is a very serious thing. Like heed our warning. And of course, America being the egotistical narcissist, love you though, that it is, didn't mind them, and then it hit America really hard. And then obviously the rest of the world was like, ooh, that looks bad, let's not do what they did and actually shut down. So places like the UK and other
they
places
shut down,
they shut
quickly.
Down quick, especially because obviously UK is very close to like Italy and things of that nature. So
it's so weird. In that time, I remember things so clearly. You know, on my flight from when I was coming back to Ghana, because I told you, came back from Ghana, and then like within a couple of weeks, it was locked down, right? I remember I got on the flight, and the lady sitting next to me, she was wearing a mask. She was a white lady. She was wearing a mask. And I was like, oh, are you okay? Like, why are you wearing a mask? And she was just like, this thing, this illness that's coming. And she was like, it's really serious. Like, you need to take it really seriously. And at that time, I was like, man, she's crazy. Like, you need to chill out, girl. You need to chill out. And then I remember I was at work. And I was working for the uni at the time. So I was like in the uni. And then my man, like our manager or whatever, he came and he was like, you guys need to go home.
We're locking down.
We're locking down. And I was just like, thank God. I was like, thank you mean I can go home?
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
You think? Yeah.
We need to lie to some people. or not lie. Do you want to introduce the lie detector?
Yes. So we're gonna play a game with you, our lovely audience, called the Lie Detector, which is a game where Miss Rowena and I will either tell you the truth or a lie. So both of us could be telling the truth, both of us could be telling a lie, one of us could be telling the truth, one of us could be telling a lie. And it's your job to figure it out, because you are so smart, aren't you?
No, you condescending the audience.
No, it was like a little, you know, you're so smart, aren't you?
Okay.
Let's see if you clock us. Tell us in the comments down below. Engage with us.
Goes well. Okay, you go.
No, because I know how to think of my story.
I
had no forethought. So we're talking about
living intentionally.
Okay, I can tell you. No, because I feel like all the stories I tell make me seem like a reckless, crazy, unserious person. So let me think. Let me think. Okay. Okay, so when I was first living in Ghana,
yo guys, I gotta start again. That was a lie.
Oh my god. No, Tanika, you have to go first. Let me compose myself.
Okay,
please.
I got you. Okay.
So once upon a time. This is gonna be a really short story.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if people think I'm capable of that. One summer, I walked approximately, I have to do the math, hang on. Let's say, it was May, June, July, August, September, so about 5 months consistently. And let's say it was an average of this. So 5 times 30, it's 150. I almost looked really stupid. I walked about 1,950,000 steps.
In 30 days?
No, in 150 days.
Oh, that's insane.
5 times 30. I can't look at the people who are helping us. Sorry, they don't exist. 5 times that. Yeah, 5 months times that. That's 150 days. 360, 90, yeah. 150 days. Yeah, about 1 million, almost 2 million steps.
That's
so
crazy.
I was averaging about 12,000 steps a day.
How long were you walking for? A day?
No. It probably take like... So I would walk Lakeshore Drive. Okay. Not the whole thing. I would walk from Bryn Mawr to basically where that mall is. Like the...
Oh,
north,
Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I think that's actually...
7-8 miles-ish or so.
Yeah, that's actually doable because it's like...
Yeah.
It's quite a nice walk.
Yeah, and I used to work downtown, so I would walk...
back from work. I wouldn't walk to it because, like, I would leave in the morning and that's just cold and sad and dark. Mm-hmm. But I would walk back. And that was summer. So, obviously, I was taking advantage of the lovely summer weather.
Yeah.
But it was, at some point, my hip flexor started to say, hey, gyro. But, yeah. So, I miss walking that much.
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't. Maybe I was a lazy sod and I sat in bed and this was a bloody lie. And I gave you math to pretend.
Mm. She's cunning. She's devious. She's diabolical. Okay. Let me... Oh, okay. I'll give you a story from Chicago, too.
Hi, Sam.
Shout-outs to you. I miss you guys. So I was in an internship.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my internship friends went on a night out to, I think we were living near UIC, so it was closer to the Blue Line, closer to the South Side.
Ooh.
Not South Side, but like it's Blue Line.
Past like
near UIC.
I've literally been there once, I swear to God. Yeah.
But it's like lower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's farther down.
Farther down. So we went to this place up north and me being Revel Room.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. anyway. So we go to the place up north and everyone's having a great time. At the time, though, I wasn't 21.
Really?
I wasn't 21.
Ooh.
And so we'd have this habit of like everyone who is 21
mm-hmm.
goes in and then they'll come to me and I'll be like, no, 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 don't get me. It's a club, so I have to be 21 to go in. Right. But I'd be like, oh my God. Oh, I'm so foreign. This isn't my country. But I'm obviously 21. Everyone else is 21. So why would I? Yeah. And it would like most of the time it would work, right?
Like you wouldn't have to show ID.
No, okay, most of the time it would work. And one time I met some people and we went to another club, but my friends went home, mm-hmm. right? And like I'd met these people and like I'd met them before another time, but like, you know, met them again and my friends went home and I was like, okay, I'll go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to a club and they wouldn't accept my excuse for the 21. So they're drunk, they've gone in, and I'm just standing there like,
oh, no.
And my phone died, and I'm like literally like stranded, like the opposite side of Chicago.
Ooh.
With like, how the heck am I gonna get home?
Yeah.
So I had to walk to downtown, like in the middle of the night, to try and like find. To see if I can get on the train to get me home.
Walk?
Because, girl, at the time, also, I didn't know, like, my surroundings. Terrain, right. So I was just, like, walking, basically, till I found somewhere that, like, I was comfortable with.
Oh, shit.
Is that a lie or is that the truth?
I, for your sake, hope it's a lie. So we'll see about that.
Oh, you think I'm more streetwise than that?
Huh?
Huh?
No. Wait, what? No, wait, what did you say?
I said, do you think I'm more streetwise than that?
Streetwise?
Yeah,
Yeah, girl, I'm sure. Yes!
Okay.
Because you would have taken an Uber.
Okay.
She's like, you believe in me too much.
No. Well, I mean, you either believe in me enough or too much.
Okay, fair.
Who's to know?
Who's to know? You guys know in this session of The Lie Detector.
Okay, pause whatever you're doing right now because we have something big to tell you.
Like circle your calendar, life-changing kind of big.
Okay, we're exaggerating, but you're definitely going to feel the FOMO.
Sankasa is having a live show on May 23rd, bitches.
From 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
at GCR Studio in Chado.
Expect good, no, great vibes, real conversations, stories and secrets.
A little drama. You know how we do.
You know how we do. Grab the girls, besties, or just show up solo and cute.
While we celebrate the significance of us, yes, you, our dear listener, becoming the new generation of adults.
The new oldies, the baddie aunties and uncles.
I'm sorry, did you just call us old?
I think I did. Yeah, maybe.
Cheek. Come hang with us and chat about what this new era means.
Tickets are free and available in our bio.
See you there.
Mwahaha.
Okay, let's wrap this pussy up.
Thank you guys for listening to our intentional / unintentional conversation. If you want to take anything from that, do what you must do. But we appreciate you guys having a little chit chat with us. Thank you so much to our team and amazing people at GCR. We're going to do this without them. Join us in conversation at Sandcastle Podcast on socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Any last words of wisdom, Mr. Nico?
I have none. I'm not a wise girl.
She's a wise girl, but she's a tired girl too. But thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen2gcr.com.